Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul Hamilton joining us on the Wester Hotline because we have two stories of note. What's going on with the stadium ask and what's going on with Jack Eichel, because the story took a little bit of a twist over the weekend. Paul's segment brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. How's it going, Paul?
I thought we were here to talk about the Mets not signing their first-round pick. I thought that's why you had me on today. I didn't know any of this other stuff was going to be talked about.
So, serious question.
Or talked about Rizzo and what a great debut he had for the Yankees. I thought, you know, that would be the topic of our conversation.
Serious question. Do you think you're funny? I mean, do people tell you you're funny? I mean, because you're not. So, I don't know if you think that's hilarious and you're inside, you're laughing. I just think you're being a jerk. I'd like to say another word, but I can't because I'm not near the dump button. Anyway, what do you make? Let's start with the agent statement, then we'll go to the whole podcast with the neurosurgeon. What do you make of the agent statement? Why put it out? What do they hope to accomplish?
I don't know. I don't know why. I think maybe Jack got mad from what Kevin Adams said on Thursday. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what they got out of this. Other than making it harder for the Sabres to trade Jack Eichel. For Jack's end game, he wants to be traded, and I don't see how this made it easier for the Sabres to trade him. I think it made it more difficult. I mean, right in the beginning, they said the process is not working. Okay. Now what? What? So, do you think putting this out is going to make Kevin Adams trade you any quicker? Do you think by putting this out, this is going to make it easier for Kevin Adams to trade you? I understand you're upset. I understand you're frustrated. Your frustration, and I said this, if you recall, we talked about this when this first started. And my first comment was, what was the Players Association thinking?
Oh yeah, with the CBA. Yeah.
You know,
why did they let this happen A player does not have control of his body and what he wants to be done with it? And I just don't understand how this was collectively bargained to put a player in this situation where he wants to have a procedure done. And he can't have it done on his body because the team controls what kind of procedures and what can be done to him. That makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't understand how it was collectively bargained. I don't understand how the players went for it. And that is the problem with this right there, that the Players Association has made it so a player cannot have something done to his body like all the rest of us can in society, and it makes zero sense to me.
There's a couple things about that I wonder about, Paul. In the 31 Thoughts podcast with Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick, he said the CBA was just amended on this issue in the summer of 2020, and I don't know why that would have been or what the specific thing would have been. The other thing is, I would imagine that is in place to protect these teams like the Sabres here. They want a protection from a $50 million guaranteed contract to a player to say at least that they have input in the process. Now,
I understand that, yeah, but why would the players agree to it?
Well, because I think in practice, more often than – I shouldn't say more often than not. I don't know the numbers. But we all know that these teams want to have a say. They might want you to hear their side of it. And then they might defer to the player and the player's decision. You know, that does happen in a lot of sports. It's just in this scenario, we have what amounts to a standoff.
Yeah, we do. And to me, that's the whole thing right there. He's in a standoff because of his own players association and what they collectively bargained. And, you know, now he has nothing to do. And as I said, yeah, his agents can sit there and or Jack Ken, whoever decided this statement was the thing to do, and say this process is not working. Okay. I mean, the only thing that I would say is then why haven't you filed for injury arbitration?
Right.
Maybe because they thought he'd have been moved by now.
Yeah, but he hasn't. I mean, and they still can.
They still can.
Maybe they do that now.
Well,
maybe they thought Adams would get the deal done by either the draft or the first day of free agency.
And this process it's not working. I mean, it's not working for the Sabres either, right? I mean, here it's August 2nd, and it still hasn't happened. Maybe he ends up sitting out some of the season, waiting to get this surgery. Who knows, Paul? I guess the thing I would say about the process not working is, don't you believe that Kevin Adams also thought he'd have been done with this by now?
I don't think Kevin Adams actually thought it would. I don't think he had a date on it, to be quite honest with you. I just think he thought there's going to be a process of, you know, offers, and of course the first offers you're going to get aren't going to be the best offers, and it's going to take a while, and we'll see where this goes. That maybe he thought by now teams would be in a bidding war for him, and that hasn't materialized, or as far as we know. So maybe he thought that, but I don't think he thought by this date it's going to be done or anything like that. I think this process is new to him too,
sure,
as it is to, you know, being a new GM, he's never had to trade a superstar before. So
never mind one with a spinal injury that you know needs a surgery that is not done with NHL players yet. The whole thing, Paul, is like this: round and round we go. Like, the Sabres obviously value him as a extremely valuable asset because they want to get top dollar in a trade return. But at the same time, they're afraid of this surgery because they think that other teams would be scared off by the surgery. You know, for them to say, we don't think he should have it, they don't even mean for himself. They mean for them because they don't even want him to play for them anymore. So, you know, they're denying his surgery for their own compensation package in a trade. And, I mean, I guess I would understand if I'm Eichel why that would be incredibly frustrating, if not infuriating. Like, you don't even want me anymore.
Oh, I understand how that's infuriating, but I also understand
why they would,
you know,
do it.
Where the Sabres are company,
for
they're going to protect their asset. Yeah. That's what pro teams do. This is a business, and it's a cutthroat business. And you also wonder how can you treat people this way. You know, with certain situations that come up throughout sports, but that's what happens because that's what teams do. They protect their assets.
That's right. And I'm thinking back to, like, sometimes Paul tough because there's a trade. Other times, I'm thinking back to Teppo Numminen, right? Like, Teppo Numminen had the heart condition, and the Sabres decided not to pay him. Yeah,
well, he got suspended.
He got suspended with a heart condition.
Because they were protecting the hockey club. And they said, we're sorry, we have to do this, but we do. And it really, you figure, really, you just did this to Teppo Numminen? All the years he's played in the National Hockey League, and what a nice guy he is, but it was just cutthroat. It's like, this is what we have to do.
Sure. And there's the cutthroat part of it. I support that when it comes to winning and what you got to do. The only question I would have for you, Paul, is, and I'm not speaking about specifically the agent having other players. I mentioned that earlier. He might not have a lot of players. I wonder what NHL players think of this, because there are going to be some organizations that are going to be, you know, you do what we say. And then there are going to be others that might be more willing to work with you, right? Procedures outside of the team, that's something that does happen. And the Sabres here have to, I think they have to at least, weigh how this makes them look to other players, because it doesn't happen in a vacuum. And to go to the, you know, to kind of to war with Eichel about this surgery doesn't have to have any sort of effects with other players and free agents. But if you're a guy that wants to sign here, you're going to want to ask questions about this, no? I mean, I feel like it is something that factors in down the line.
It can be in certain situations. I mean, I think what it's boiled down to here, both sides think their a procedure needs to be done. It's just the Sabres think it should be fusion, and Eichel's side thinks it should be artificial disc replacement. But I think they're in agreement that something needs to be done. And the doctor said on Friedman's podcast that right now he could not play right now without having a procedure, one or the other. I mean, right now he couldn't be cleared to play without a procedure. So if no procedure's done, and he's not coming to training camp because he wouldn't pass his physical. So I mean, now what are we going to deal with? Long-term IR? Is that where that would be headed then? Because without a procedure, I'm not a doctor, but I'm guessing since both sides feel a procedure needs to be done, he's not going to pass his physical.
See, I wonder about that and how all that impacts the trade, right? If you're trading for Eichel, we're already in the discussion of what's up with his injury. We don't have access to the medical records. It's, you know, 5 more years, $10 million.
They do now.
Oh.
And okay. Eichel's side made sure.
Okay.
Listened to Elliot Friedman's podcast, and you just got access to Jack's records.
So let me ask.
And that doctor could not do that podcast without Eichel's permission.
Yeah, right? The HIPAA thing or whatever?
Because there's no way a doctor can come on and talk for 30 minutes about a patient without the permission of the patient. So that was done because that doctor, Elliot said right on the podcast, they had asked him numerous times, mm-hmm. and the doctor said no. Then all of a sudden the doctor agreed to it. And I think that was Jack and his representatives saying, well, if the Sabres aren't going to put it out there, as far as his medical records, we'll have the doctor come on and he can put it out there.
Yeah, and he was very convincing, by the way. And I also, but to the impact of the trade and the timing, Paul, we're with this, right? Whoever's trading for Eichel, are they good with the disc replacement? Because the longer this takes, the doctor's time frame on fusion, if he got fusion, right, was at mm-hmm. least 3 months before you do a first evaluation, and he still might be weeks or months away from playing after that.
Wasn't it 6 months before he could play?
I thought he said 7, actually. But yeah, it's a long time. With the disc replacement, again, according to the neurosurgeon, he can return to work at 6 weeks and be playing in like 8 to 12 weeks. So if you're trading for Eichel, wouldn't you you'd want him to get the disc replacement too, I assume, right? Because if you're waiting and waiting and waiting and then it's fusion, well, now we're chucking maybe the whole season out the window.
Yeah, the disc replacement.
Well, it depends what you would think would work long term, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could still play. If he had the disc replacement fairly quick soon.
Yeah.
Like, couple in a few weeks or
yesterday.
Whatever. It sounds like he could still be ready for the season.
Yes. Not with fusion.
And again, with the artificial disc replacement surgery.
So I think that's probably another reason why I'm frustrated with if I'm Eichel, if this turns out that you had to get fusion and it's 3 months, 6 months, 7 months, well now, you know, the longer this waits to happen, you could be missing most, if not all, of the upcoming season.
Yeah, and I would think if another team is not comfortable with the artificial disc replacement, then Eichel, I would assume, would have to go to the arbitration route then to get what he wants. Again, I'm a little surprised. Here we are sitting here on August 2nd, and that hasn't been done. Even if they thought a trade was going to be made, you know, why put all your eggs in that basket? At least get the process started.
And the other thing about, you know, this all the timelines is from, again, to trust what the doctor on that podcast said, they could have done the artificial disc replacement. If it didn't work, the next answer is fusion.
Yeah.
Like you just, okay, we'll just do the one you wanted anyway. Why don't we try this one first? That could have been done, I mean, months ago, right? I mean, the trade value, we can talk about how the trade value is going down or whatever it might be. The statement, I don't think the statement affects the trade value nearly as much as the player not yet being even on the road to recovery until something happens.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. Well, the doctor did say also that go ahead, Howard. I'll remember what I was going to say, and I totally forgot.
Like, you know, I'm supposed to know what you're thinking.
When you hit 40, like I did, sometimes you start losing.
Yeah, you mean 60.
Paul, did you ever have in your playing career a time where you had an injury and – I don't know. Like, one of the points that I think is made in cases like these, not even Jack here, but teams – and players. And in the era where guys get their own trainers, their own doctors, their own nutritionists, you know, it's not that unusual these days. Can you either personally or speak to other, without HIPAA violations here, other players that went through stuff like this, that had fights with the team about a course of treatment?
I don't remember that. I can tell you this. I had, as well known, I've had some major concussions in college. They weren't handled correctly at all. I mean, like you're knocked out cold and they're waking you up and you're throwing up on the bus coming home on a Saturday night, and you're expected to be at practice with a blazing headache on Monday, because if you don't practice, you don't play. That's the way things were handled back then.
Yeah.
It was, and you know, they didn't really care about, you know, well, yeah, I have a headache, suck it up.
Yeah.
Let's get out here. We have practice on Monday. We have a game next weekend.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way things were handled back then. So I can tell you things weren't handled correctly, but as far as, you know, getting into I'd want this done and why are you insisting I get that done? No, I don't have any experience with that.
Hey, I don't know if you remember what you wanted to remember, but I got a question for you. I was reading Larry Brooks in the New York Post did his little Sunday NHL notes column, and yeah, I know he's one of your favorite writers, but it's not. I just want to ask you, it's an idea that he suggested. All right, so he said, if the Sabres really want to speed this thing along and get the trade done, what about hold back some money, like eat some of the contract, take up to $5 million back on Eichel? What are the chances the Sabres do that?
If Brooks did his homework, he would know the Sabres are not – dead money is done with the Buffalo Sabres. It's not what they do, and it's not what they're going to do. So, you know, you just got to do a little homework, and you would find out that – you know, now they did it on a contract that's expired, like Taylor Hall's. That's different. But as far as – keeping part of Eichel's salary for 5 years, not happening.
Okay. I just thought, get the trade done, maybe get that extra top prospect, got to throw him a carrot, and the carrot is we hold back some salary.
Yeah, no, I'd be – never say never, I'll put it that way.
Right.
But that goes totally against everything they've been doing for – even under Botterill. I mean, that – you know, buyouts, that kind of stuff, all that is – they'll pay coaches and GMs to do nothing, but they're not going to do that with players other than, as I said, something like, all right, it's trade deadline. We're trading Taylor Hall. We'll keep part of his salary for the rest of this year. It didn't cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, we'll do that. But that's the only way I see that happening.
All right, Mr. Hamilton, we'll be in touch. I hope if you remember what you wanted to mention, just let us know. It might get you at like 11 o'clock this morning. Oh, now I got it! Howard! And we'll talk to you.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
All right. Paul brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Ray Laxanda. Relax. We got this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.